Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal and administrative, and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Saturday, July 11th. And I think that one of the tiny little glimmers of positive aspects to the pandemic is that mortgage rates have fallen dramatically. So what we decided was we needed some time here to kind of let the market shake out a bit, but we had to bring on our favorite mortgage maven, Mortgage Mike. Mike Ramey, he's the managing director of Luxury Mortgage. And it doesn't mean you only do luxury mortgage. That's kind of a, I don't know, that's not a great name of a company, Michael.
It can be misleading, but rest assured, we can accommodate financing for any price home.
There you go. Okay. So it must have been a pretty, it has been a crazy year for you so far. I want to wind the clock back a little bit. There seemed to be a period right around March-ish where rates plummeted dramatically and interest rates, you know, obviously the Federal Reserve moved the overall benchmark down to zero. And I remember emailing you at that time and saying to you, what are the rates? And you had pointed out very early on that there was a big difference between the new purchase interest rates and refinancing interest rates. So can you explain why that is, Mike?
Typically, purchase rates are marginally better than refinance rates. Not always across the board, but that's sort of pretty typical for a common market or normal market. I think with the pandemic, we're anything but normal as it relates to mortgages. So what happened was when the states went on lockdown, you know, the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginny Mae all recognize that the impact on the economy would be likely significant job losses. So as well as, you know, people not able to make their payments going into forbearance, they were kind of up in arms, didn't know what to expect. So what we saw was, for lack of a better way of saying it, a knee-jerk reaction. They put significant overlays, higher credit scores were required, limited loan-to-value for refinances. The purchase market kind of stayed steady, as you alluded to, and the rates were pretty good there. But we saw some significant limitations on transaction types, just because there was so much uncertainty in the market. When the immediate lockdowns came, there was the anticipation that the jobless numbers were going to be horrific. We didn't know how they were going to treat loans that went into forbearance. So during that time where they were kind of figuring out what was going on, we saw significant shakeup across the board. That has relaxed quite significantly. While it took several weeks, more than several weeks, we're at a point now where I think we're back to a somewhat of a normal market, not back to where it should be. Most lenders have adjusted. Ginny, Freddie, Fannie put out their guidelines regarding forbearance. Rates are at historic lows almost across the board. You're just seeing some different overlays, different lenders. Some lenders won't do refinances for investment properties. Some are requiring higher credit scores. But for the most part, you're seeing a market that the volume is significant, especially for refinances, and rates are at historic lows.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So what else has changed in terms of the mortgage process? So let's say I look at my house or my apartment, my co-op, and I say it's time to refinance. Will I need anything additional to make that process go more smoothly? Let's do that, like sort of the most important things you've got to have ahead of calling your mortgage broker. What should we have ready to go?
In the current market, you see so many people that are either on furlough or been laid off. So that requires us on the underwriting end to do extra work. If you're furloughed, when are you going to be back to work? If your pay has been cut by 10 or 15%, when is it going to resume to normal? Do you qualify in the 10 or 15%? So I think from a consumer perspective, be prepared to do extra work to verify where you stand employment-wise. So there's extra work you're going to have to do. Be leery of the questions you're going to be asked. Understand the process is going to take longer because there's more work we have to do on our end. While it's getting back to a more normal process, there's still extra work that you as a consumer and us as the underwriter will have to do. So be on the lookout for that.
So you're saying you can actually refi if you are furloughed? That is a possibility?
You can underwrite the loan while you're furloughed. You can't close until you're back at work and have at least one pay stub.
Aha. Okay. Now, let's say that I have a boatload of equity in my house. I never ever had a home equity line of credit. I understood that banks were really clamping down on HELOCs. Are you still finding that now, a few months into the mission?
We saw some of the HELOC lenders completely stopping any new applications until they figured out kind of what was going on. We're now seeing some of the players come back in the market. We are offering them. There was a period where we were not. I think you see the same thing with many lenders across the country, that there was a time, whether it's a month or a month and a half, that they weren't offering those. Now they are being offered with limitation. Pre-pandemic, you had some HELOC lenders going to 100%, more so going to 90%. I think now you're seeing more limitations, maybe to 80%, maybe to 85% of the value of the home. They're back in the market some. Those that are back in the market are more limited. It's just, I think, a more limited number of players in the market, and those players that are in the market more limited on how much they're going to lend.
So, if I have an established home equity line of credit, is it possible? I'm playing devil's advocate here now a little bit. Let's just say the economy craters again in the fall. Is it possible that by the time I want to withdraw my money, that the bank, once that credit line is established, says we're yanking your credit line? Is that possible or not?
Yeah, it happened in 2008 where you saw lenders freezing credit lines across the board. So I think that's absolutely possible. They won't call the note due, but they can certainly freeze it. So if you have a line of $100,000, you've taken out $20,000, they might freeze it and say you can't take out any more.
That's like an arbitrary thing they can do, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
We saw a ton of it in 2008.
This is one of the things that I think is really important, that if people think that they are relying on that home equity line of credit as the emergency reserve fund, hear this message. The bank can freeze the line just at the moment where you might need it. So it's great to have a home equity line of credit, but be very careful. Mike, it was interesting. Before the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, before that launched, I remember having conversations with a couple of small business owners, and one of the first things I said was, draw down your line of credit immediately. I remembered that as well, that they froze lines of credit. Now, I'm not sure if they did it as much this time around, but I think that if you are relying on a home equity line of credit to be an emergency reserve or to be your extra business line of credit, whatever it is, be very careful about that because, as Mike said, can change pretty dramatically. Okay, let's shift gears for a second, Mike. Now, you've been in the business a long time, and I'm wondering now if you, as you look at the lending landscape, how are the financial institutions managing their risk? I know that their underwriting is, they have to be more careful, but are they anxious to be writing loans right now, or are they sort of sitting on their hands? Is it really tougher to get a loan?
I think it is more difficult to get a loan. I've always been one to say, if you qualify, you qualify. If you don't, you don't. But I think there's more to be said, especially in the current market, is lenders are definitely a little concerned and not knowing, what's going to happen next. Is there another wave? Or maybe we're just, there's, it's one big wave. But I think you're seeing, like I said, underwriting more cautiously, requiring more documentation, heightened credit score requirements, lower loan to value. So I think lenders are seeking to mitigate the risk and not lending at the liberal way that they were pre-pandemic. There's so much uncertainty in the market that you're definitely definitely seeing some lenders, a lot of big banks, for example, I know, and I won't name, but aren't even taking refinances unless you have a certain amount in depositories with them. So you're seeing that with a lot of banking institutions. There's definitely different banks that are very cautious, non-bank lenders that are also being cautious. So I think they're lending. They're just lending in a more cautious way.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And how would you compare the spreads? So the 30 versus the 15 versus the five-year ARM. What's going on in the marketplace? Here we are in July. What's the general trend?
Yeah, I mean, the rates are low. That is clear. Rates are extremely low, historic low. In terms of the spread, I don't think you're seeing anything out of the norm. Your 30-year is typically a little bit higher than your 15. The 20 falls in between. Adjustable rates, five-year, seven-year, are strong for a jumbo loan. Fannie and Freddie aren't really players in the ARM market. They're more of the 15, 20, 30 are fixed. But I think you're seeing normal spreads low across the board.
You are just a wealth of information. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to conclude this show, but then we're going to bring Mike back for a second show. And we're going to start giving Mike some questions about who should refi and who should not refi. Because now you got a sense, it's a good time. Rates are low. The banks are being tough, but they are still willing to lend. Tomorrow, when we do our second part of our interview with Mike, we are going to discuss how you should be approaching your refi and your purchase. What is the right product for you, as well as when it makes sense and when it doesn't make sense to refinance. So thanks so much for listening. As always, we want you to remember that if you've got a question, it could be a refi question, a real estate question, any question that's financially related, send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. That's askjill@jillonmoney.com. You can always hop onto the website, jillonmoney.com. Lots of great stuff there, including resources. Just remember, as always, it's the weekend. Maybe you're seeing some friends. Wash your hands. Wear your masks. Maintain that physical distancing. And try to do something nice for somebody else. It will make you feel better. We'll be back tomorrow in your feed with the second part of our interview with Mortgage Mike Ramey. Talk to you tomorrow.